Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our first installment on Halachos of Mezuzah. The basic mitzvah of Mezuzah is a pasuk in the Torah, Uchsavtam al Mezuzos Beisecha Visharecha, and you should write these words on the posts of your house and in your gates. Of course, this pasuk, we say it in Shema twice. We say it both in the first and second paragraphs of Shema, and for that reason, these words are the first and second paragraphs of Shema. So in the mezuzah, on parchment, in the same way that it's written for Sefer Torah, Tefillin, is the first two parshiyos of the Shema, fulfillment of the pasuk, writing it on the doorposts of your house. Now, that's the reason. If someone were to ask, why do we use mezuzahs, the answer is because God said so. That's the reason. It is a very meaningful thing. It seems to be akin to tefillin in the sense that there is this message of our devotion to God that in the case of tefillin, we bind around our head and around our arm. So this, of course, is all of us at all times we have on the post to our house, which would just seem to speak to this concept that as we come into our home, as we leave our home, we always have this reminder of what our lives are supposed to be about and what our relationship with God is supposed to be. It's a very powerful thing to just take a step back and think about it. I just wanted to share, it's an interesting concept, you know, this idea of touching the mezuzah, kissing the mezuzah. So the Ramah actually brings it down. The Ramah brings down that there's a concept of touching the mezuzah upon one's entry to the house and upon one's exiting the house. A very powerful thing. If we look at the mezuzah is right at our doorpost to remind us what we're supposed to be focusing on, how beautiful it is to touch it as we come and go. A very interesting idea. I would be remiss for all those members of the extended Rosenbaum family if I didn't mention that my grandfather, Alav HaShalom, used to believe that the way germs were so easily spread in day schools was through the kissing of mezuzahs. Okay, that's for all members of the family who are listening. Fine. There is, of course, an additional concept of mezuzah that that is an additional value. Again, the primary value is the mitzvah. There is a classic idea that the mezuzah acts as a protection for us, for the members of the household. That is based on the psukim at the end of the second paragraph of Shema, that after it gives these mitzvos, including the mezuzah, it says, "Leman yirbu yameichem v'yimei bneichem," so that your days and your children's days will be many. So this is the idea, it's brought in halacha, that if a person is diligent in the aspects of the mitzvah of mezuzah, it's a merit for a protected life, a long life, God willing, for them and for their families. Of course, that doesn't mean that it's all about mezuzahs. It's all about serving God as best we can. And many times a person lives a beautiful life, and for whatever God's calculations are, a person doesn't live as long as we would hope. But this is considered to be some type of shmirah, some type of added protection. So, of course, it's a common practice when, heaven forbid, people have challenges in their lives. Many times the practice will be to check mezuzahs. There's a Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos says how different God is than kings of flesh and blood. It's normal for a king of flesh and blood to reside in his palace, and his subjects stand outside and guard the palace. We reside in our homes, and God, kaviyachol, as if, stands outside and guards us. And he guards us through the presence of the mezuzah. This is actually an explanation why the mezuzah is supposed to be posted on the outer tefach. We'll talk about this more in detail as the series progresses, God willing. But the mezuzah is supposed to be posted on the outer tefach. Tefach is about 3 inches of the doorway. So as if you think of a wide doorway, so where should the mezuzah go? Maybe the mezuzah should go closer to the when you're coming in from the outside. Maybe it should go closer to when you actually enter. So the practice is it's in the tefach upon entrance, very close to the outside. And this resonates in a very powerful way. If we look upon God, so to say, standing outside with the mezuzah to make sure that one is protected, so it's at the very edge of the door. Not the very edge, but within the last tefach of the doorway to provide as much protection as possible. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.